Monsieur Pomplemousse and the French Solution by Michael Bond. Read by Bill Wallace. Chapter 1.
Merde!
The moment Monsieur Pomplemousse placed his ID card against a brass plate set in the wall outside Le Guide's headquarters, and nothing happened, he knew it was going to be one of those days. By rights, there should have been a discreet buzz, followed by a faint click, as a small oak door let into one of a much larger pair swung open on its well-oiled hinges, thus allowing free passage to any member of staff wishing to enter the august premises on foot. Instead of which, what happened?
Nothing.
He tried repeating the process, this time holding the card in place rather longer than before, but again to no avail. Looking, if possible, even more upset than his master, Pomme Frite lowered himself gently onto the cold pavement, stared at the offending piece of metal as though daring it to misbehave for a third time, then raised his head and gave vent to a loud howl. To anyone close by, the mournful tone would have said it all, but it was lunchtime and the Rue Faber was deserted. That being so, and having decided knocking on the door would be a waste of both time and knuckles, Monsieur Pomplemousse applied a shoulder to it. For all the effect it had, he might have been paying a surprise visit to Fort Knox with a view to inquiring how things were going with their gold reserves. There was what the powers that be might have called a negative response. Nursing his right shoulder, the very same shoulder that had performed yeoman service whenever called upon to act as a battering ram during his years with the Paris Sûreté, he had to admit he found the situation extremely annoying. He wouldn't have minded quite so.